Allah'a emanet. Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master. and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Holy, thanks to the Lord for
come, stand upright.
blessing of the Lord be upon you.
Whatever is true.
before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had died, was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly ointment of pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, one of his disciples, he who was to betray Jesus, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. Jesus said, "Let her alone. Let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only on account of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus also to death, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, a great crowd who had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went to meet him, crying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young ass and sat upon it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on an ass's colt." His disciples did not understand this at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that this had been written of him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet Jesus was that they had heard that he had done his sign.
Glory to the Lord, glory to thee.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Thank God that always by thy might we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and in the new ages of ages.
No one who is about to desire the blessings of the flesh is worthy to approach and draw back and serve thee, O King of glory. For to serve thee is a strange and cheerful thing, keeps you in heavenly power. Nevertheless, for a people of powerless love for mankind, thou hast become man without change to all creation, and as a master of all the things that make up our life beauty, and deliver our lives from misery and perfect and loving kindness.
By the power of thy Holy Spirit,
kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Episcopate of the whole Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember in his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, Andrula, Salwa, Asma, Georgette, Khaled, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ron, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuffley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Fran, Karen, Emil, Hiam, and their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Isa, Lena, Banan, Hanin, Christian, the Berber, Verbar, the Mooney, Riz, Cassis, Gantos, Hadas, Abu Diwan, Corey, Anus, Shahadi, and Hyatt families, Iman, Wafali, Elias, Tanna, and Gibran families, Donald, Joanne, the Hawkins, Shaheen, Reinhardt, Shadid, and more families, Georgia, Nida, Nadal, and Samer, Shadi, Natalie, and the newborn, Eileen, Michael, Ola, and the newborn, George, Ryan, Lindsay, and the newborn, Haley, Marie, Iman, Diana, and the newborn, Yasmin, our expected parents, Katrina and Gary, and Rods and Sandy, your servants on the occasion of their birthdays, Joseph, Eric, Elena, Amir, Rumsey, Danny, Nusli, Elena, Yvonne, Rakan, and Jeanette, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school ushers, young adult fellowship, OCF, and our preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Yacoub, Marie, Naev, Julia, Annie, Edward, Caesar, Elias, Mary, Jad, Bashara, Josephine, Ramon, Diab, Karima, Lawrence, Basim, Michelle, Anna, Hussam, Abdullah, Halim, Nain, Natala, Maliki, Camille, Jocelyn, Ilyas, the members of the bracket, Hawkins, Ogile, Reinhardt, Shaheen, and more families, and your newly departed servants, Linda, Martha, Michael, Donna, Elham, George, Honey, Noel, and Barbara. May the Lord God remember in his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord. All the precious gifts now set forth, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. One angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. All into remembrance, all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord. Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess. The doors in wisdom, let us attend. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, one essence of God, by whom all things made, who for us made for our salvation, let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Offering to our Lord, existing, eternally the same, Thou and only begotten Son of Thy Holy Spirit, Thou wouldst who didst bring us from Thy existence into being, and when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, and didst not cease to do all things until Thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with Thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto Thee, and to Thy only begotten Son, and to Thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits we bestow upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto Thee also for this ministry, which Thou hast vouchsafed to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside Thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six winged may I, soaring aloft, pouring their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
and again, we all
preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Faithful Host, and ever Virgin Mary.
Blessing the Lord be upon you, 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 blessing the Lord be upon you.
We have two trays today. The first tray is always for our church. We always ask you to be generous. The second tray is for the Patriarchate of Antioch. Thank you.
Praise the name of the Holy Trinity, O Zion.
Praise the name of the Holy Trinity,
always, now, and ever, and unto the age of ages. Amen.
For the Holy Prophet, foreigner, Baptist, travel, the glory of God, all of our heart, of all the saints and supplications of the best of God. Be mindful of all those who have fallen asleep before us for the hope of resurrection of life eternal. Bless your servants, your food for me, and your food for me, and the Pedro, and Caesar, and Elias, Mary, Dan, Rashara, Josephine, Mamon, Yad, Kareem, Lawrence, Lassine, Michelle, Hunza, Hussam, Abdullah, Kareem, Amakawa, Malik, Kareem, Kamal, Justine, Ilias, members of the Collective Office of Jaya, Reinhardt, she needed more families, Louis, Carter, Linda, Marco, Michael, Donna, Elon, George, Honey, Noel, and Barbara. And grant them rest, Lord God, and lay that conference watch over them. And again, we teach you to be mindful of the Lord of every gift from the Orthodox, who write and write the word like this. Of all the rest of the prayer, the act and requires that we preach to and ask you. And again, we offer to the distractional worship for the whole world, for the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, for those who live in chastity and lead a godly way of life, and for all civil authorities that are our forces. Grant them, O Lord, peaceful times, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life in all reverence and godliness. Among the first, be mindful, Lord, our Father, and Paul, and Joseph, and Archbishop Anthony, whom is the branch of thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And of those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly ordering of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise with our honorable and majestic name of the Father, and the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
Bless, Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Bless, O Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and in the ages of ages. Amen. Please sit.
Having commemorated all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
That our God, who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly and ideal altar as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
And God save you not to them with boldness without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine art the gift of Son of God,
the Ever of Christ, the Ever of Man, the Ever of Messiah, and by the Son of God, the Ever of God. Hosanna to the Holy Ark of Israel, but for the Ever of Man, 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 the
Ever of Man, the Ever of Man, the Ever of Man,
let us attend.
Thank you.
brothers and sisters, lo, I draw near unto mortal King and our God, the precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the pardon of me, the holy name of Joseph, for the remission of my sin, and I'm delighted for the last.
Thank you. Master, Almighty Lord, God of our fathers,
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of their just offspring. You were foretold of old by the ark, which was the symbol of the church, for the just Noah. The coming of the Holy Spirit was proclaimed to him by a dove carrying in its beak a fresh olive branch. On the fourth day, you raised your friend Lazarus, hastening him from death by calling, "Lazarus, come forth." He returned to life as an image of your resurrection, and all were amazed to see this. We pray you, O Master and Lover of mankind, return us to life from our death in sin, and be pleased to grant us eternal life and to be deemed worthy of your kingdom from on high. For you are our resurrection. With this image you perfected the Jewish children who carried palms and olive branches, shouting and crying out, "Hosanna in the highest, O Son of God! Blessed are you who comes to judge the whole world, O just judge, Christ our God! For thou art blessed and glorified with the unoriginate Father and the all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages."
Thank you.